This is Patrick Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 8th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Urex. Visit them at urex.com. And now a note from John Lothian. Look for news today about a group of data providers with a letter to the CFTC and key legislators about the CME groups adding a fee for historic data. It is directly related to the lead story today from EDI. The CME will award the CME Group MSRI Prize in Innovative Quantitative Applications to Stanford University Economics Professor Susan Athey on December 11th at 10 Central Time at a virtual event. The first Englishman to receive a shot of the vaccine for COVID-19 was named William Shakespeare. You can't make this stuff up. 7 years ago yesterday, John Lothian News published its first special report about Bitcoin titled A Bitcoin for Your Thoughts. There is a story on Huffington Post that Senator Kelly Loeffler's repetition of the phrase radical liberal to describe her election opponent Reverend Raphael Warnock during their Sunday evening debate on CNN sparked a drinking game. Unfortunately, she said the phrase so many times that all the participants died from alcohol poisoning. She repeated the phrase so many times even a Fox News host mocked her for it. Don't forget to bid on the Futures for Kids auction. Instead of the IDX Gala auction, here is a virtual one at the holidays. There were two new donors to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign, Adam Minnick and Paul Cusenza. Adam Minnick is a director of corporate strategy at the CME Group. Paul Cusenza is a chairman and CEO of Nodal Exchange and Nodal Clear. Thank you to Adam and Paul and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. From John Lothian. Now a note from Sarah Rudolph. Aventa Systems and ADAM are holding a webinar on Wednesday, December 9th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on digital assets marketing trade surveillance. The webinar will explore how trade surveillance impacts the digital assets industry in gaining widespread institutional acceptance. Speakers are Michael Bond from ADAM and Travis Schwab from Aventis. The areas covered will include introduction to Michael Bond, ADAM's mission and membership, highlights of ADAM's code of conduct and how it originated, timing for approval of Bitcoin ETF, ADAM's position on becoming a self-regulated organization, rules that impact industry participants, looking ahead into 2021, the impact of the new administration on digital asset legislation. There's a link in the article to register. Another note from Sarah Rudolph. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation has acquired Serpient's platform for compliance management reporting and plans to integrate CMRS and DTCC Report Hub to enable firms to manage pre- and post-reporting processes. DTCC says it will create the industry's most comprehensive pre- and post-trade reporting solution. An article from Andrew Edgecliffe Johnson of FT. Pope Francis gives his blessing to Council for Inclusion Capitalism. Alliance marks an embrace of big business and finance by the Vatican. Pope Francis is giving his blessing to a coalition of large investors, companies, unions, and foundations that are pledging to make capitalism less socially and environmentally damaging. The Vatican will on Tuesday lend its name to the Council for Inclusive Capitalism, whose members must commit to measurable action to create a more equitable and trusted economic system, including adherence to the UN Sustainable Development Goals. A comment by John Lothian, a blessing from the Pope is always a good thing, except for things like crusades. An article from Claire Barrett from FT, could your child be recruited as a money mule? Huge rise in online fraud sees criminals target students to spirit away the proceeds. Would you like to make some extra money working from home? If you're young, gifted, and broke, the ping of a social media message offering the chance to make some day cash could be tempting. A comment by John Lothian, my kids would be more money giraffes. An article from Casey Tolan and Kurt Devine of CNN, Florida police raid home of former state COVID-19 data scientist. Florida police raided the home of a former state coronavirus data scientist on Monday, escalating a feud between the state government and the data expert who has accused officials of trying to cover up the extent of the pandemic. A comment by John Lothian, this is just wrong on so many levels. Whoever ordered this should be fired or impeached. There's no reason to be waving guns in front of children or having guns out at all except for sending a message of intimidation. An article by Greg Sargent of the Washington Post. Kelly Loeffler disqualified herself on Sunday night's debate. Of all the vile ways that Republicans have sought to justify President Trump's efforts to overturn his election loss, one of the worst is the ubiquitous claim that Trump is merely pursuing his legal right to contest the results. A note from John Lothian, the argument is not that she is supporting President Trump's legal means for contesting the results of the election, but that she is supporting extra legal means. And now Monday's top three. Our top story Monday was FCA Market Oversight Director named CEO of London Stock Exchange from the trade news about LSE's new leader, Julia Hoggett. Second was the Bloomberg opinion piece, should you use investing apps like Robinhood? Third was JLN's An Evening Supporting Scouts Comes in Many Different Names by John Lothian. And now the MarketsWiki stats for today. There were 194,585,845 pages viewed. There are currently 24,660 pages and 227,190 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian filling in for John Lothian. I hope you have a wonderful day.